And on the phone for a community conversation, we are joined by Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't heard that song in a while, Rick.
Yeah, you know, I think they did another shuffle on my rotation because I'm seeing some songs come up that I haven't seen in a while either. So that's a nice thing, right?
So, it is, yes. Yeah. Keep us with new things going on, right?
New oldies.
Yes.
You know, it's a concept, right? So, you know, so Volunteer Center of Washington County getting busier and busier all the time, I'm sure. And
yes, we really are.
And where do you want to start this morning?
Yeah, let's start with our highlighted nonprofit of the visit with you, and that would be the Salvation Army. Washington County is part of the Salvation Army's Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Division. Our division is home to 26 worship and community centers, 67 service extension units. There's a camp involved with the Salvation Army, as well as multiple homeless shelters, thrift stores, and food pantries. And, of course, they gather funds for all of those services by something that we probably are pretty familiar with in Washington County, and that's the red kettle that you see during the holiday season. I just wanted to also say that the mission of the Salvation Army, it's an international movement. It's a faith-based organization, and it really meets human needs without discrimination. So supporting them, they do great work. And in a normal year, it's really quite simple to throw some change or a few dollars into the red kettle each time you go in and out of a store. And those bell ringing will start November 13th this year, so you are going to hear them around town. They have a few new options for us this year as well.
Okay.
Their goal for 2020 is $80,000. So some of the new things you're going to see, bell ringers are going to be asked to wear masks and gloves. You can register to be a volunteer. The easiest way really is to go to the Volunteer Center's website, and they have a volunteer need on our website for bell ringers. You can also request to be a virtual bell ringer, which I think is pretty cool. What you do is you text on your cell phone, you text local to you text 24365, and then they will return a link. And that link you share with your friends, and it's a virtual way to collect money. So you tell your friends, I'm a virtual bell ringer, and here is my site, my little page for raising donations, and then you can help them out that way.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And the actual bell ringing, I think, is actually starting a little bit earlier, isn't it, this year?
They said November 13th. That's the information I was given, so that is a little earlier. It's usually around the Thanksgiving-ish
time. Yeah. So.
But I think there's not going to be as large of a presence this year. They are, of course, still looking for volunteers. But, yes. So the virtual bell ringing will help them fill that gap. They also have a link to go online, and you can donate to the virtual kettle. And I'm going to spell it out. They used a short link, so it's bit.ly. That's a bit.ly. That's a short link. And then /local red kettle. So bit.ly. /local red kettle. And that will take you to the Salvation Army, but it will take you to our Wisconsin Upper Michigan Division to donate money.
All right. Sounds good. So we'll move from red kettles to tip jars.
Yes. So many of you are familiar with the Hub's tip jar. We're down to the last few days of our October group, so I wanted to highlight them again. We like to say the change really does add up, and our tip jar sure proves that. To date, since we've opened the doors at the Hub, our customers have donated over $77,000 through our tip jar. We think that that's amazing. We thank our customers so much for doing that. And then I just, again, want to highlight our October nonprofits, Elevate, Friends, Inc., the Labyrinth Garden Earth Sculpture, that's in Regner Park, the Labyrinth, Rides and Reins, which is a therapeutic horse a nonprofit, the West Bend Parks Recreation and Forestry, and the West Bend Friends of Sculpture. So that group of people will be dividing the tips up throughout October from the Hub.
All right. Sounds good. And again, $77,000. So get that, you know, a quarter at a time. That's a long climb, isn't it?
Yes, it is a long climb, but we were surprised at how quickly we got there. It just proves how generous the people of Washington County are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's going on at the Hub besides the tip jar?
Yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, let people know there are three different ways to still get food and drinks from the Hub. We still have our curbside website available. That is the Hub curbside at Square, I'm sorry, let me repeat that. The Hub curbside.square.site, and that is, or you just go to our website, socialgoodbrews.com, and there's a button there to get you to our online service, which you can place your order. It'll be ready for you, and somebody will bring it out to your car. Walk through, so you come on in, you place your order, we get it all ready for you, and you can go on to work or wherever you're headed. And we have added some eat-in also. And that means we have a larger area to the east of the Hub that we have spaced out tables, put even some walls in between the tables. So we feel really good about that. And we have somebody who is making sure that those tables have been sanitized after each use. So we're feeling really good about that.
All right. Very good. And how about, do you have any Halloween specials?
We do. We're just, for the weekend, we're adding, and then throughout October, we're adding two new drinks for fun. One of them is called the Frosted Pumpkin. It's a white mocha pumpkin spice latte topped with cinnamon and nutmeg. And the next one is called the Sassy Pumpkin Chai, which I have to tell you, I said thank you to the people at the Hub that gave me this, because the next word I need to try to say is a doozy. Appetigenic.
Okay.
So what it is a appetigenics are like a select group of herbs and some mushrooms that support the body's natural ability to deal with stress and stuff like that. So the Sassy Pumpkin Chai has these properties. It's anti-inflammatory. It has saffron and reishi mushrooms. So I should have asked them. I think it sounds like it's more of a savory, spicy chai, but it looks beautiful, and it sounds very interesting. I'd love to try it.
Interesting. Probably makes a decent soup, I would say.
You know what? They come up with really interesting things all the time. I'm just so impressed with the different kinds of drinks they come up with. You know, our fall drinks, we still have, you know, three different kinds of cider. We have, of course, everyone's favorite, the pumpkin spice latte, the nutty German, which is full of all different kinds of nut flavors like coconut, hazelnut, macadamia nut, and then the maple leaf, which is a maple cinnamon cold brew. So they really come up with some great things. I am sure those two new ones taste wonderful.
I'm sure.
So. Yeah.
All right. What else is going on?
Yeah, I'm hoping that what I'm about to tell you, everybody's already heard about, because it sounds so much fun. The community drive-through pumpkin patch in downtown West Bend is this weekend. And the hub happens to be like in the perfect location to see all of the fun that is going on. So we're hoping that people make plans to grab a drink and a snack from the hub, then head on over to the Museum of Wisconsin Art for their Scarecrow workshop that starts at 10 a.m. Then come on back to downtown West Bend for the drive-through pumpkin patch from 6 to 10 p.m. The hub will be open a few extra hours during that time. We'll have coffee, cider, hot chocolate, and a few snacks for sale. And all of that will be in a drive-through as well. From 6 to 8 p.m., the hub will have some things for sale, and you won't have to get out of your car. You'll drive right up, place your order, and it'll be filled lickety-split.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And the pumpkin patch drive-thru sounds like fun too. You know, I had, we've got a little bit in the news today about it again, some cuts from Jackie Maynard talking about it. And, sounds like just a fun family kind of thing to do.
I agree. I will be there, so I'll get to see it as well. But I just think, you know, how clever, how fun, a great way, like you said, for families to get out and do something together, and driving through. I don't know. Sounds fun.
Yeah. And, and fun for all ages and free, we should mention.
Right. Correct. It is free.
So, all right. What else is happening?
But you know what? We should probably mention, if people don't know where to find the pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin patch. It is down Veterans. So you'll enter off of Highway 33 near the Art Museum, and you'll drive down Veterans, go through the roundabout, and then exit.
Right.
Yeah.
So that way. And so Veterans will be closed off and be just one way down for that, and that's how
Correct.
It'll go, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good way to do it, too. You know, plus, you'll get I'm guessing that, it'll be kind of cool to see the lighted pumpkins with the river in the background and so on, so should be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and the scarecrows from the workshop at the museum will also be their garden area.
Oh, they're, gotcha.
They're
okay.
Through there. Yeah.
All right. And again, that is cool. Saturday night. They're taking pumpkins in until, what, 2 or 4? 4, I think.
Oh, you know what? I didn't write those, but let's say 2 so everyone's safe.
Okay. And again, if you look it up online, there is a coupon for a local business to get a free pumpkin to carve. So
correct. Yeah, so you can also, that's a good point. We didn't talk about that. You can get involved in this, too. You can come see your pumpkin by picking up that free pumpkin with the coupon, carving it, dropping it off during the day on Veterans. There'll be people there to help you with that. Then they will stick glow sticks inside of your pumpkin when the time is right. Then you come back from 6 to between 6 and 10 and drive through, see your pumpkin and everyone else's too.
Yeah. So, and again, that's Saturday night. And there'll be scary music and costumed characters and so on and so forth. But Jackie says nothing's going to scare the little kids or the old ladies. So
right, right. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
You know how that goes. So yeah. We have a couple of nonprofits to talk about and some needs.
Yes, absolutely. So the first one I'm going to highlight is Cedar Community. Physical isolation is important for public health right now. And what that means for our area seniors are that they need a little bit more support. So Cedar Community is asking for handwritten letters or cards with that will just really brighten some of their people's days. So, you know, a lot of them don't have outside people coming in right now. So these letters are just a way to make them know that there are people out there thinking about them. So some of the guidelines, the letters should be legible. So, you know, print fairly large and handwritten. Embrace your creativity. The recipients will love to get your letters that are very personal, and they encourage them to, you know, be thoughtful and heartfelt. And also remember that this is a one-way letter exchange. It's not like a pen pal. You're not going to receive a letter back. This is really just to boost somebody's day. Sure. There is more information on the Volunteer Center's website about this volunteer opportunity and how to either drop off the letters or where you can mail them.
All right. Sounds good. And you're looking for a host?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about how the Hub has some dine-in area now. And we're taking lots of precautions to ensure that the environment is as safe as possible. There's only a handful of tables. They're set apart very nicely in a large area. So what the Hub host does is it makes it possible for us to offer this dine-in experience by keeping the tables sanitized and tidy. You'll be a friendly face for customers who have come in. You might be asked a few simple questions about the Hub or just be able to point people in the direction of some resources that we already have available for volunteer opportunities. The other thing is that this is a pretty low-key volunteer opportunity, so we're telling people, you know, bring a book to read. You know, maybe you're knitting because you're not – you're not going to be running around. There's going to be some downtime. But, really fun opportunity, way to get involved in the Hub. And we're just looking for smiling faces.
All right. And if those opportunities do not tickle your fancy at this point, I bet there's a place where people can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
There sure is. It is volunteernow.net. And when you go to our website, there's a button up at the top right that says Volunteer Need. You click that, you can search by organization, you can search by interest. So it's a really great resource for people looking for ways to get involved in the community.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it. Let's volunteernow.net is the website, and also again, if people have some specific questions, they can also give a call, and they have a chance to get their questions answered as well.
Yes, and that phone number is 262-338-8256.
All right. Hey, thanks, Michelle. Hey, have a happy Halloween.
Well, thank you. You as well.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County.